Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening. If anyone can hear me, they just sent a thing over for my switchboard telling me a live broadcast is out of order, working to fix it as soon as possible. So if anybody can hear me, my switchboard is not coming up. But if y'all can hear me, somebody call me. That way I know y'all can hear me. If you could hear the music, y'all probably can hear me. So somebody rang my phone, rang my cell phone. That way I know y'all can hear me. Anybody? Okay, can you hear? You can hear me, Tuff?
Yeah, I can hear you, Genius, ma'am.
Okay, all right, you all. You know, I refuse to let the enemy have any bill of sale today. Well, I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna go on. We have I'm doing it for an hour, but if I need longer than that, if anybody needs to stay and do it, we can. Okay, but when I put on it, that's what they say. Live broadcast is about order, working to fix it. So today our topic before we start is talking about suffering, and I'm going to go ahead and pray. Gracious Father, we come this afternoon the humblest way we know how. We're not letting the trick of the enemy or no one else get next to this broadcast. Out of 9 years, I've never had this problem on this station. So God, you in charge of this station. Use me like never before. Speak through me, dear Heavenly Father, on suffering, because we all suffer from time to time, dear Heavenly Father. You suffered for us, dear Heavenly Father, so surely we're going to suffer. Bless everyone that came in on the line today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, I want to thank everyone that came on, whoever's on, with my switchboard. I can't see anybody's numbers, so I don't know who is on. But if anybody want to say something, just dial my cell phone number, and I'll bring the cell phone on and put it against my phone to call in. Today, we're talking about suffering. Who among us does not suffer? Bearing persistent pain and hurt, sickness or handicaps, broken relationship, insufficient resources, these are all sources of pain and suffering. Some is by chance, auto accident that maimed us or canceled. Yes, ma'am, Miss Marie, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, praise God. I'll leave you on in case anybody want to say something. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
All right. Some is by chance like an auto accident that maimed us or a cancer that crippled our loved ones or even take their life. Some is by neglect. Some is our failure to prepare for time or pressure. Some is by design, where we will willingly take on enormous responsibilities in order to achieve some goals. Some is by sin, where we willingly go against God's command and then must suffer the consequence, whatever the source, we all feel the dark shadow of suffering. And to let y'all know, I can't see your number, but glad you can hear me. I too long got in from the prison. I was here time enough to get everything, and I know they had stuck another phone number up here, and that wasn't the right number I called in. That's when they came on and said, live broadcast is out of order, working on it to fix it. But I'm going to tell you about suffering. A man at the prison, a guard, worked a double shift. He went to sleep at the wheel of the car. The chaplain is at Harmon Memorial. He in Houston now. To meet his family because they don't feel he's going to make it. You know, it's good to get overtime, but when you know your body is tired, just tell them you can't do it. Now, his body was tired. He fell asleep at the wheel, and they don't even know if he's going to make it through it. So we're talking about suffering today. Not that I wanted that to happen, didn't know it was going to happen. But y'all see by how important it is. Then I got another call from a prayer warrior be on the phone. They are evacuating her mother in from Jasper with a light heart attack, stroke, and something with her kidney. And she's sitting there in a funeral in Beaumont, Texas. We're talking about suffering today. We don't know the next minute what's going to happen. All we know. Is something you own, Beverly?
Oh, no, I'm getting, oh, you own. I'm yeah,
okay. So we just don't know what's going to happen next. So it behooves us to be in the stead of God, because life is short. Too many things are happening, you all. You know, you asking the question, I know you've asked it, if not today, you are saying, why am I suffering? Doesn't God care about me? Oh, yes, he care about all of us. But if Jesus suffered on the cross for each one of us, he died for all of us. He went through ridicule and everything. Don't you know we're going to go through some suffering? We're going to go through people backbiting us, talking about us, gossiping, throwing daggers, and all kind of stuff. But we know who we serve. So we're going to go through some suffering on this side. You know, some of the scriptures I had, his first one is from Genesis, for those that have their Bible, the 37th chapter and the 28th verse. You know, so when the traitor came by his brother, pulled Joseph out of the pit and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Here Joseph was suffering right there. Over in Joshua 7, the chapter, verses 1 through 26, y'all can read these scriptures at your leisure, but I'm just giving you some highlights since the thing is acting up, some highlights of some of the things that I had down. A man named Ishar has stolen some of these things, so the Lord was very angry with the Israelites. We're talking about even during Joshua time, they went through some suffering. When you read the chapter on Joshua, you'll find that the things that they went through. Over in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 through 14, you know, you can read those at your leisure. A messenger soon arrived in Jerusalem to tell King David, all Israel had joined Absalom in a conspiracy against him. Then we must flee at once, or it would be too late, David, his men. Now, you know, David went through some suffering, you know, for the sins that he committed. He thought he was going to get off scot-free. No, not so. He had to do some suffering by putting Bathsheba's husband on the front line, having him killed. That's a suffering right there. Then she got pregnant and was married to her husband. That was some suffering on both parts. But here, the baby didn't live. Look what he had to go through for being suffering. Hold on. Coming in, hold on. We had another call. They can hear. I can't pull them in like I usually do until they fix it, whatever it is. You know, when you think about suffering, it was so many in the Bible on suffering. I had wrote down so much, and by me can't see nobody's name. I'm going to just try to go through what I have here because I had a lot on suffering. You know, over in Jeremiah 32 and 18, y'all can read these scriptures at your leisure. And here, you know, as I paraphrase it from that particular scripture, here we're talking about, you are loving and kind to thousands through children, suffer for their parents, sin. Sometimes we suffer because of the sins of others and not our own sin. Sometimes we, you know, back in our family, we used to hear our family say, you know, the sins will find you to your fifth and sixth generation. It's things all the time that you may not have done, that you're paying for, you're catching up on, that somebody else have sinned, somebody else suffering. You know, we have people in the hospital right now, not only with COVID, but with other things that's going on. They're suffering. Children are being abducted. They're suffering. It's so many things that we can pull out that somebody is suffering. And I have Miss Marie on. She called me last on the cell phone. So, Miss Maria, I'll ask you, is it anything that you would like to talk about on suffering before I go any further, since I can't see who may be asking any question or want to say something? and I'll just put you on my phone from the cell phone, and they can hear what you're saying.
The suffering is, as you say, a lot of suffering we bring on our own self by not listening, as you said, not being obedient. When God speaks to us and tells us to do a certain thing and we don't do it, or we suffer, or we suffer when we should give it to God and we keep trying to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pain comes from self-doing, and
mm-hmm.
that causes us to suffer. And then not only do we suffer, but other people suffer. As you were talking about David, Bathsheba, she suffered because of his sin of wanting and desiring her and her submitting.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think she may have submitted because, well, he's the king and I can be killed or whatever. Or I'm hoping that was the reason and not because she desired him as well. Because when her husband got killed, she should have left him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, and she suffered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She suffered with her children, the ones she went on and had. How do you feel if your son wants to kill his father?
Mm.
What kind of, that's a suffering that a mother has to hold on to, that your own child wants to kill his father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got children today that some of the mothers that the dads that are not around, that some of those children, they may not physically kill him, but they suffer because he's not there.
Uh-huh.
So when they suffer because he's not there, they desire to kill their father as well.
Mm-hmm.
The mother suffers because the child then becomes a disobedient child.
That's right.
You know, it's a lot of suffering that's going on ourselves.
And that is so true. When I think about it, I was telling the guys even at the prison today on Adam and Eve, and I was getting to where they had two sons, but they also had daughters. And I said, well, God, why are not the women's are not mentioned until the New Testament on a lot of the men, husband and wife, that had children, especially girl children? And I was thinking, look how they suffer, that family suffer. When Cain and Abel came along and the brother killed the other brother. That was suffering right there. I'm just bringing up today some things in the Word of God that we can go back and see how that family suffered. And on Jeremiah 32:18, I was reading, thou shalt loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the father into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. And when you think about that, as you read throughout scriptures, you see suffering. Here comes Job.
Oh, girl, y'all
Job,
just going there.
Look how Job suffered. I'm finna go to Job. Y'all can put that down on your tablet. Job 1:6. Chapter 1, 6 through
22.
I mean, if anybody read anything in their Bible, when you read of all the people, Job suffered. And Job suffered so, even his friends say, man, I'm just using a paraphrase, you shall cuss God and die. But Job knows who God was.
Amen, amen.
God, you know, Satan wanted Job, and he said, I'll take the hedge from round it. But you can't have his soul. He knew who he knew who Job was. He knew what Job was made of. And when we think about how Job suffered, we going to suffer, you all. I'm going to go over to Job chapter 1.
Perfect example of how to suffer and still stay strong with God.
Uh-huh.
So perfect example. You think you're having it hard and you can't pay your bills and your child on drugs and stuff. This man lost everything, but he never cursed his God. What did he say? Why should I love him when he blesses me and curse him when he doesn't?
Dang.
I'm paraphrasing as well.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
Even in his suffering, he had to tell the receipt, whatever God does, God does.
Yes.
But I'm going to love him, no matter what. And look how obedient, by being able to go through the suffering, how he was blessed by God.
Yes.
Suffering sometimes makes, no, not sometimes, suffering always makes a true believer's faith stronger.
That's right, that's right. And if there's somebody else that's listening to me would like to chime in on this suffering, all you do, if you have my cell phone number or my house number, dial in, and that way we can hear what you have to say, because they haven't brought it up yet on the on my switchboard. So I'd love to hear from somebody else, too, on suffering. I'll bring in, just dial my number, and I'll bring in on two-way, three-way, or whatever it takes, because we're going to do this thing today.
Yes.
Yes. So anybody want to chime in on suffering, just dial my cell phone number or my house number. And, you know, over in Job, like we were saying about Job, and you can check that when you have time. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right. Overseer Edna, I have you. Go ahead and talk. Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, gee. I can hear you. Can you hear me? I pulled you in. Tell her, whoever listened, tell her to call me back. Okay. Hello?